What's happening? Here we go with another episode of the Patriots Podcast. I'm Sean. He's JJ.
Hello.
All right. So it was funny. Last week, I had plans for the weekend, so I was wondering if we should do a podcast beforehand. And we were just like, nothing's happening.
Nothing
it's like,
happens.
It's like, we got nothing to talk about anyway. And then within hours, Brandon Cooks
gets deciding.
Traded.
Yeah. We decided, no, we're not doing it. All right. We made plans, couldn't do it. And then boom. It's almost like, hey, what are the odds?
Huge news piece. One of the biggest of the offseason.
Yep.
Patriots trade their, what is he, 24 years old?
Yeah, something like
squarely
that.
Squarely in the prime of his career, one of the better receivers in the league, and they just turn around and flip him 1 year after doing the same thing.
And we got a better pick for him, too, than we traded away.
Yeah, but we also traded other picks.
Yeah.
So last year we traded a third for a fourth, and this year we traded for a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do Along the math with the... out, it actually works out to be we traded the equivalent of the 29th pick in terms of value. Last year, even though we gave up the 32nd, it was the mid-rounders that changed that. And then this year, we returned the equivalent of the number 33 pick. So basically, Belichick traded the 29th to move down to the 33rd, and in the meantime, picked up a near Pro Bowl caliber receiver in the prime of his career on a $2 million contract.
It's only worth the 33rd this year?
Yeah.
How does a 23 and a fourth translate to that?
What are the mid-rounders were? We had to give up a fourth for a sixth, I want to say.
Yeah. How does that translate to a 33rd?
I guess that's how
10
it works.
Spots? That doesn't make sense. No way. In the first round? That's impossible. Whatever, regardless of what
Fair
it
enough.
Is.
Depends what sliding scale you use. There are different ways to calculate the value of each draft pick.
I think it's better. But anyways, it's kind of interesting that he's been traded now twice.
Mm-hmm.
Before he turned 25, and you can't really go, I don't know, you know, that's unusual.
By two of the best coaches in the league, too.
Yeah.
By Sean Payton and Belichick.
That's very unusual. So the writing was kind of on the wall for something to happen to him. He had $8 million on the cap, no dead cap money, which is okay, you know, but $8 million was a decent number from when he saw what the other receivers were going for. And then there were reports after he got traded that the Patriots were in contract talks with him, and they went nowhere. They had been trying to sign him, apparently. I heard of around $12 million, $10 to $12 million was being thrown around per year.
Yeah, I heard a lot of speculation.
Yeah, and apparently no. I mean, you see, we were talking a lot about the Sammy Watkins deal and Allen Robinson getting $14-15 million a year, and he's better than them.
Well, he's better than Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, definitely. Robinson is hurt, but still, I mean,
Robinson's a different type of player.
Yeah.
He's
still, he was a
guy.
Sure thing, healthy, fairly healthy, as far as we know. He had a pretty bad collision at the Super Bowl, but...
Oh, Cookie, yeah.
It's
curious to see, but I think what probably happened was, we talked about this so much last season, was his limitations and how he doesn't do all the things you feel like he should be able to do.
Right.
And I bet the Patriots saw similar things. Because obviously they know exactly as much as we know, nothing more. And so they offered him a contract accordingly, and he's looking over there and saying, I'm better than Sammy Watkins, and he's making twice as much money as, like, why would I take a pay cut? Why would I go for 10 or 12 or 13?
Right. And
a guy who's had injuries either. Brandon Cooks, injury free in the NFL, except for maybe his.
Well, he did get a concussion this year.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you take a step back from the whole thing, it's quintessential Patriots and Bill Belichick. Okay, here's a guy. He doesn't want to really us to sign him is going to be more than we want to sign him for. Let's get rid of him. Let's get something for him. Boom.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Just like that. That's what they do.
Going into this, we lost so many players that it's like, don't lose any more. But this deal, I can't believe we returned a first rounder on him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 23rd. So now we have the 23rd and the 31st. First time, and then 2 second rounders. And then
43 and 63.
First time Belichick had 2 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders in his tenure here.
Really?
Which
first
is nice.
Time?
First time. He's been close, but not exactly.
There were so many of those years where it seemed like they always had 3 picks in the top 40.
Yeah, right now, right. Or top 60 or whatever. But
yeah, so now you got to reset the receiver depth chart. And for as much fretting as we did about Amendola, they still had a lot of depth at receiver. Mm-hmm. And now this thins it even more. But when you look at the depth chart, it looks not that bad.
No, it's really not that. Well, really, it really hinges on how well Edelman can come back. And obviously, we think Gronk's coming back. But if something comes, if these rumors or whatever become true and he gets traded or he doesn't play or he retires or whatever, that completely changed the outlook. But if Edelman's fine,
yeah,
this is really...
If you just look at the players that produced for the Patriots, you're going to have most likely Gronkowski, Edelman, Hogan, and Malcolm Mitchell.
Right.
And then you also have some wild cards. You got Kenny Britt, Cordarrelle Patterson, Philip Dorsett, who came on in the playoffs, and is like the same exact skill set as Brandon Cooks.
It's
just Cookie's produced in his career, and Dorsett really hasn't.
Right.
And then they also bring in a new guy, Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, which I kind of like.
I really like. They got him for the veteran minimum. The guy's like 25.
Yeah, he got decimated by injuries in Buffalo for one season.
That was it.
And then that's it. Everything fell apart. It was pretty bad, his injuries. He got like an ankle and a knee and a shoulder. Just he got his ass kicked.
One on top of the other.
Yeah, but...
he was a good player with the Eagles.
Yeah, he had three good seasons with the Eagles.
Yeah, Chip Kelly's darling. I remember talking about him when the Bills traded for him and just saying, Jordan Matthews seems like he only runs drag routes from the slot. That's it. All he does is like 10-yard crossers from the opposite slot, and that was it. And he made a living off of it. He's really fucking good at it because he's 6'3", can body people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just think back to the 2015 game when Patriots were playing the Eagles. And remember that big Eagles upset when they had Sam Bradford at QB? And just all the big plays, Jordan Matthews was the one. He scored a touchdown. He was converting third downs. The boy's a player, and we got him for nothing.
I know. If he can stay healthy, that might be a decent, pretty good pickup.
Yeah, some people are inflating this. I think he's a depth guy right now, but he could definitely emerge.
Sure, one of those guys is going to emerge.
I know, right? You're talking about three. I mean, Kenny Britt and Jordan Matthews are legit wide receivers. And then Cordarrelle Patterson and Philip Dorsett have traits. They're both first-round picks.
One of those guys, and if Malcolm Mitchell could stay healthy, which has been a little bit of an issue, but if he can stay healthy, you're fine. I feel like it does magnify the whole Amendola letting him walk a little bit because now you guys, you know, if Edelman doesn't work out or if Edelman gets hurt or whatever, now you have a group of receivers, and Kogan got hurt last year down the stretch. You have a group of receivers that Brady's not comfortable with. So that could be magnified, and if this thing doesn't work out, I think the Amendola letting him walk is going to be around to bite everybody again.
But taking that risk with just a depth risk at receiver versus picking up the 23rd overall pick in the draft where you could get some guy who can play linebacker, somebody who can maybe play left tackle potentially.
The Patriots are known for taking their depth-heavy assets or positions and using them as assets.
Yeah.
Receiver was, we all knew, was the strongest by far, and they got something out of one of them. So
it was good. And he was never coming back either. He wasn't coming back next year.
Not after this season.
Not after this season.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Somebody said they should cut him, which is outrageous.
Yeah. There was no way. I don't think they were going to cut him, but there was no way he was coming back at $15 million a year all the things that we didn't think he could do and he couldn't, it wasn't really comfortable doing this year, unless he turned all that around this year, there was no way he's getting signed.
I think we saw enough of him this year that we're like, that's what he is.
Yeah.
Which is valuable, but it's not worth, in my estimation, 15, 16 a year.
Right. And that's definitely what he's going to get. Apparently, St. Louis is already working on a contract with him.
Yeah. Outrageous. Think of what we get for $15 million a year at the receiver. I think Edelman makes like six, Hogan makes like five.
Edelman makes four.
We might have our entire receiver position.
Core.
Not even the 15. Core. Maybe all seven of those guys mentioned.
Right.
Because like half of them are on veteran minimum. Like think Orsett and Patterson and Britt are making like two a year.
Yeah.
It's like
Edelman's four or five.
Yeah, Hogan's making
three.
Mitchell's on a rookie deal. Like whole position group for what the Chiefs are paying Sammy Watkins to be on a disabled list.
Right. 100%.
So, yeah, I go with Belichick. One of the other people that was brought in, Troy Nicholas, tight end from the Cardinals.
Yep.
He's a big old boy. I remember seeing him at Notre Dame, and everybody was trying to compare him to the other Notre Dame tight ends that came out. They were like, is he Kyle Rudolph? Maybe. What about Tyler Eifert? And then you watch him, you're like, that dude has slow feet. He's a behemoth. He's 6'6", 270.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's not the receiving threat that you would want to see. But it's a great, great pickup, I think. He could do exactly what Dwayne Allen does.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy. He's had injury issues. But, yeah, Dwayne, the fact that Dwayne is still on the roster is incredible to me.
I'm telling you, as soon as they need that cap space, sign
gone. Oh yeah, 100%.
But that day may never come.
No, I think it will end the season. They always pick people up, and I'm sure he's going to be gone.
Well, his salary would become guaranteed at the beginning of this because he's a veteran.
Really?
Yeah, if you're a veteran, if you have a certain number of years accrued in the NFL, that as soon as you make final cuts, your whole salary gets guaranteed. That's the reason that they cut Brandon Bolden the day before. He didn't make final cuts, but then they re-signed him the day after because they're like, look, we can't guarantee you everything, but we want you on the team. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't think he's making final cuts.
No, I don't think so.
Troy Nicholas, another blocking tight end. Belichick loves those.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much brings us to the draft. We just mentioned what picks we have, and I mean, what do we see as the needs? Left tackle seems number one to me.
Left tackle is number one. Linebacker, as you said.
Mentioned linebacker.
Phenomenal. You know, in the top four picks that we have, we're probably going to get a quarterback.
I would think.
And then you got...
We also
then
have
the other
a third
one.
Rounder, which is very similar to the pick we used on Jacoby. Our third rounder is like 95.
Yeah.
I think we got Brissett at like 90.
I think in the lower... There's always could be a trade. There always could be a trade, obviously. Yeah. They could trade up. They could get high in the first round with a lot of picks, but I don't think they're going to go that route. Bill usually likes to do more.
There's no way. There's just no way. Everyone's talking about, well, if you package just all four of those picks, how high could you get? Maybe to right. eight. They're not going to give up.
Unless somebody that they are, maybe a defensive lineman that is incredible. Like one of those two guys that are unbelievable
like
right now.
Like a Bradley Chubb falls.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Exactly. Like if he falls to like 8 or 10 or something and then we trade for him. But there's no way it's going to happen.
Yeah,
like they're not trading up to get a quarterback. That'd be retarded. Yeah. There's too many holes in the team right now. I think you go left tackle, linebacker, defensive end, and maybe quarterback. Those are the top ones.
Yeah. That's exactly what I have. And then after that is tight end and receiver.
Yep. Tight end and then kind of whatever falls best for you at the end because most of those guys don't make it anyways. You can always count on maybe one undrafted free agent making the roster as usual and putting time in.
Yeah, I could definitely see them trading 31 and moving back into the second round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That seems like a common move for them. But I think a tackle at 23 or somewhere around there, they could dance around a little bit. If they like somebody, I was reading some scouting reports on these guys, like Connor Williams, and there's some kid from UCLA, and they're just like, he's got ideal size, he's got great athleticism, excellent technique. And I'm like, why is he being projected at 25? If you're a left tackle with size, athleticism, and technique, you're going top five.
Yeah, literally.
So I'm like, what am I missing here? There's something missing.
There's definitely something missing. What schools were they from?
Texas and UCLA. It's not about like competition.
If they were a complete junk, if they're decent conferences, it's fine. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know what the whole thing is.
We got Solder at 17, so they definitely feel like they don't need to be in the top 10 to get a tackle.
No, Matt I don't Light think
was a second rounder. Like our only two left tackles in the Belichick era were both beyond pick 15. So I don't think they're going to be trading up for a tackle. Not that there is one in this draft. But they could sit there at 23, or they could even get one in the second round. Who knows? Especially if it's such a weak tackle class that people might reach for those top two prospects.
Right.
They might just go for the second crop.
Damn.
I know, right? Wouldn't it be nice if there were tackles in a draft where you need tackles?
I know. We're going to be fucked at tackle this year.
But the linebacker spot?
There's a lot of linebackers.
I know, right? And we don't really have like one of those speed linebackers, like Miles Jack, Levante David, one of those guys that can really cover some ground. Telvin's the Jaguars have
it's amazing we won that game.
I know, right?
It's amazing.
Gronkowski didn't play the second half.
I know. To get off, I don't mean to get off topic of the draft, but there's a lot of shit in the news and the talk radio and everyone shitting on the Patriots and how Belichick chastised Gronk. Did you hear that? And about that?
Of course.
Yeah, and then Brady's still dysfunctional, not happy, and he's getting old and he's not committing, and Kraft is saying he's old and 41, all this stupid crap. And it's like, it all stems from losing the Super Bowl. And it's like, we had no business being in that Super Bowl. None.
It also stems from that article that came out way before the Super Bowl.
Right. But still, that, like, nobody's sitting back and like, wow, we played out of our minds to beat Jacksonville. They had no business beating Jacksonville the way Jacksonville played.
Yeah, they played great.
They played great. And we shouldn't even have been. We had to come back, and it was, like, ridiculous. So it's insane that we even won that game. Like, that was unbelievable.
That was one of the best Patriots wins in this tenure. And then to get to the Super Bowl, and you, I mean, it's not like all the dysfunction came from losing the Super Bowl. If we stopped one of their fourth downs in the fourth quarter, their fourth down tries, we would have won that game.
Well, that comes back to the Malcolm Butler decision that nobody knows what the hell happened and da da da.
Should we just replay some of our podcasts from the last couple months?
Yeah, I know. People are still pissed at Belichick, livid.
I think they should be, too. Seems like a BS call. But back to the draft. Linebackers, I saw us linked to a named linebacker from Alabama. The next guy in this whole lineage.
Alabama
going on down
thing,
there.
Yeah.
And the guy the Niners got last year who dropped pretty far in the draft because of his knee problems had an unbelievable rookie season. He has since fucked up off the field multiple times, and I don't even know if he's in contact with the team. But
Jesus Christ.
But if this guy can play like him and not be a loose cannon, that would be incredible. He's like 235. Watched him play a whole bunch of times last. Rashawn something. Rashawn Evans. Is that a boxer?
Rashawn Evans.
Yeah. He would be unbelievable to have.
Rashad Evans is a ex-UFC fighter.
There we go. And then in the second round, you got to think it's a quarterback in the second. It's got to be.
So. It's got to be.
I could definitely see a tight end there too. The kid from Penn State, that tight end, he checks off all the marks. I don't even want to butcher his name. It's like it starts with a G, Gesicki or something. And he's freak athlete. His three cone drill was like a 6.8, which is it's like a running back. And he's 6'6", 250, ran like a 4.65. And for some reason, he's rated behind a guy who played college baseball for like 5 years. He comes out of South Carolina at like 25 years old. When you watched Penn State last year, you could just see the kid was special. And if he drops to 31, I would love him. Can't imagine he's going to drop to 43, but it could happen. People don't seem to be as high on him.
Really?
Get sick. Wow. Get used to saying that. And then for quarterbacks, we keep hearing about the top four quarterbacks, which blows my mind because how is Lamar Jackson not in that group?
Yeah.
After absolutely dominating college football for the last 2 years.
He's getting shit on. Yeah, I don't really get it either.
Oh, he's too skinny. He's like, he's 6'2", 215. How big is Deshaun Watson? Exactly the same size.
Well, and everyone's so high on, look at Baker Mayfield. Like, he's smaller than that, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's built thicker. But he wears a big rib protector. Makes him look bigger than he might be. They're all the same size. They're all 6'1", 6'3".
Yeah.
Not talking about the biggest quarterbacks in this draft, whether like the Josh Allen's where he's 6'5". But Lamar Jackson is firmly in that group for me. So the top five, everyone thinks is going to be gone by like at the earliest.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. People are going to make, there's going to be such a run on them. I guarantee three of them top five.
Yeah.
Jets are definitely taking one at three. The Browns.
Full of Bears move like last year where they took Trubisky at one for no reason.
Yeah.
And it was at two. Fuck, was it two? Yeah.
Yeah, traded up from 3 to 2 to get Trubisky.
And traded all kinds of shit for it.
I know, right? And John Lynch thought he was taking Solomon Thomas.
The whole time.
The Bears were trying to take Solomon Thomas, so then he gets his guy and all these other picks. Like, oh, shit. Now I'm flush. Like,
it's the dumbest move in Bears football history. That's terrible.
But yeah, they're going to have to look for that second crop of quarterbacks, and that just comes with more question marks. But I feel like
they're nasty at it. They're really good at it.
They're good at, well, Kevin O'Connell didn't work out.
Was he a third rounder?
He was a third round pick. Ryan Mallett, third round pick, didn't work out.
He seemed to work out for a while, though.
Yeah, because they kept him behind closed doors. They didn't let you look at him or talk to him.
Right, exactly.
So you're going to get more question marks with those picks, but I think what they have to look for is just a guy who has just the baseline ability. Somebody,
right.
Like when you watch Trevor Siemian play, and he can't get the ball to the boundary. He can't throw the deep out. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
Somebody, you need to make sure you check that box. All right, he's got enough. And then after that, I feel like it's all going to be about, is this guy committed to being better? Not everyone's coming into the league like, I want to be better every day. Jimmy Garoppolo, right. Whenever they interviewed him, that's all he talked about. Just trying to get better. I know I made some mistakes. Got to build on what I did well and correct what I did poorly. And he was all about improvement. I think we don't get to talk to these prospects, but whoever is demonstrating that type of stuff, that's who's going to win.
Well, that in a good mental sense, too, because Mallett was a brick. So
why was he a brick?
He was an idiot.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know so?
I don't know. Just listen to him talk, the decisions he made off the field. He seemed like a moron.
Well, he did make some off-the-field transgressions.
So, somebody that
But so did Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott got arrested like 2 weeks before the draft.
What?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I didn't even know that.
Dakery, you probably didn't even know who he was before the
probably
draft.
Probably not.
Except for me just talking your ear off about it. Dak.
For what? What did he get arrested for?
I think he got in like a bar fight or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. Well, but yeah, like 2 weeks before the draft. It's outrageous.
Dipshit.
And then look at him, model citizen right now.
Yeah, well, that's the NFL shows you.
That's what they
could be having crack parties down in Dallas for all we know.
There's also the distinct possibility that they don't like anyone in this draft.
Yeah.
Anyone that they're going to be able to have a chance at. Like, they could really like Baker Mayfield, but we're not going to get to 10 to take him.
I hope
not. Like, and then, you know, we're not willing to take Mason Rudolph at 31, and he's not going to be there at 43. So it just, that doesn't work out.
Well, one thing there was, no one else. I've heard people talking about, like on sports radio especially, is what move do you think would be a big fuck you to Brady? If Belichick was really mad at Brady, which I think is stupid, but like what would be a screw you move type of thing for quarterback? Like if the Jimmy G thing and all that stuff is true and everything about that. And it's like, well, if you take him, some people are saying, well, if you take a quarterback in the first round, that's a screw you to Brady. I don't really think that's true. I mean, if you take him at 23 or 31, it's like, well, you know, you need a quarterback at some point here.
Yeah.
So whatever. But if you trade up, that's a screw you.
Yeah, trading up could be.
I think so. I mean, I think if they package a couple picks and trade up to get a quarterback, that's a big.
That's a big story.
That's a big, you know.
Think about what the Chiefs did last year.
Yeah, and look where Alex Smith is.
Yeah, they traded up big time to go get Mahomes, and then Mahomes starts one game, and they go, fuck this Alex Smith, dude.
He started? I didn't even know he started a game.
He started the last game of the season when they had nothing to play for.
And he looked good?
He looked pretty good.
Really?
I was just thinking about this today. I think I'm most excited to see Patrick Mahomes play next. More than any of these rookies, more than anyone else.
That you haven't seen before, you mean?
Yeah, no, just most. That's the player I'm most looking forward to seeing this.
Really?
Have you seen that dude sling it?
No.
He's got something special.
I'm looking forward to see Jimmy and see if he actually does good.
Okay. I already believe in Jimmy. I want to see
him. I don't. I really don't.
Got. You don't believe in him?
Not really.
He just went like 5-1 with a Niners team that was like 1-9.
But we've seen that before. We've seen Derek Anderson in the Browns in 2008. Came in, started. Nobody knew who he was, or nobody really cared who he was at the time. Came in, won 10 games for the Browns, brought him to the playoffs for the first time. Everyone goes, holy shit, he's awesome. Got a big contract, and guess what he did? Nothing.
You really want me to guess?
He sucked, is what happened.
I know. The whole thing fell apart, isn't he?
Probably as a backup somewhere, sure.
I think he's a backup in Carolina.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
He played the whole season with that team. Jimmy G took over a team that was garbage. And turn
right, so is he given less on him to be good? He doesn't need to be good. No one's expecting anything from him at that point.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm saying it's more impressive. I'm saying it's more impressive to turn a losing ship around than to be on the same team the whole time and take that team to the playoffs. Matt Cassel nearly did that. It's just the whole team.
Yeah, I know. I'm
to
still
turn a loser around just from you.
I don't know. I think he's going to have a lot tougher road than end of last year.
Probably.
It was the Niners. No one gave a shit. They're like, oh, we're going to play the Niners. And here comes Jimmy G like, yeah, I'm trying to win. And starts actually winning.
I don't know. The Titans were fighting for a playoff spot at home, and he beat them.
They were terrible.
They won a playoff game.
Yeah, against who?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs are fine. Really, they were better before this offseason. Jeez, have they got... Anyway, what a transgression. digression.
Yeah, so anyways, back to the draft.
Yeah, it's great that they finally have swings, because I saw this great chart. We've had one pick in the first like 65 picks over the last 3 years.
Right.
And so, no one else is lower than 4 or 5 on that list. Like the average is 6 selections in there.
Which is ridiculous. So yeah, we can build some talent.
Yeah, that's why when you look around the roster, you're like, where is all the young talent? It's like there's only a handful of guys on their rookie contract. Which is one of the reasons Danny Shelton trade looks really good. I'm going to keep bringing that back up.
I think it was a good trade. What did we get for him again?
A third rounder next year.
Right.
And we're going to get 2 compensatory third rounders next year.
Right.
Boom, boom. Just like that.
Yep.
So you mentioned Gronk being all non-committal about coming back this year.
Mm.
You know, if it was anyone besides him and Brady, their days would be seriously numbered with the Pats. Even if you like hint about holding out, it seemed like you were immediately on the trading block.
Right.
And now he's talking about, I don't know. And Belichick's sitting there like, this guy could retire on me, or I could flip him for a first and a second and like a future first or some shit. Right. It's one of the most valuable players in the NFL.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how much I actually believe that he's been so noncommittal.
Why hasn't he said anything publicly?
Why does he have to?
Because everyone's asking.
Exactly. So who gives a shit?
What, do you think this is a Patriots ploy?
No, I think it's him maybe taking that and running with it. Like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah, and then everybody talks about how good he is. And he's like, see, listen to the people. People know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it could be. He could be on the trading block. Could happen.
I don't think so. That's the thing, is because he's a generational talent. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player.
Yeah.
So I don't think you give that guy up. When he's got 2 years left on a very reasonable contract and he's 28, currently healthy as far as we know.
Yeah.
You just like this, don't give it up.
Well, this thing about everybody saying that there's no communication, like, I find it extremely hard to believe that Belichick hasn't talked to him and figured out some kind of deal, some kind of...
You're actually not allowed to. During the offseason, you're not allowed to contact the players.
The head coach isn't?
No. No. This is the offseason. You're not allowed to talk to him.
Really? No, I didn't know that. Well, then,
I heard somebody talk about that. I think it was either Brady or... And they were like, it's weird. We spend every day together, and then we're just not allowed to talk anymore.
That's very strange.
But if he's in the building, then he's training somewhere else or else.
No, they said they've seen him at Foxborough.
Okay, then there you go. There's got to be a tap.
Right, that's what I mean. If he's there, it's got to be like, oh, how's it going? All right, you ready for next season? Okay, yeah. If he's like, you know what? I don't know about next season. I'd be like, well, what do you mean?
Bob Kraft has been he's been spearheading this whole thing. He's like, Brady's fine. Nobody's wrong. Worried about his contract. Belichick.
Well, everyone was freaking out recently because on his latest thing, they were asking about Brady's status. He goes, well, you know, he is 41. Versus last year when they asked him about Brady's status, he goes, oh, Tom said he's going to play for another 6 or 7 years, which obviously is a little much, but it's just like, oh, well, why'd you change it from saying, oh, you know, he's going to play 6 or 7 years to go, well, he is 41. Oh. And he's not 41.
Was that part of the conversation where they asked, are you going to draft a quarterback? And he goes, yeah, we probably should draft a back.
Right.
Well, we went from having Garoppolo to not having Garoppolo.
Right. The thing I don't understand, everyone's still mad about the Garoppolo thing. We were never going to pay him $28 million.
I know, but you could get more for him. When you see how well he played, you're like, God damn it, there was more on the table for that.
That is, there was. There should have been more on the table, and that's the thing. There should have been more on the table for Jamie Collins. No one got really upset about that. No one even brings that up anymore. Our defense has no center to it, and we got rid of him for a third-round pick, and no one brings that up. No one even cares.
Weren't going to pay him either.
No, we weren't.
So we'll bring that up. And then we'll also reference that we did make a big stink about that at the time.
You did.
Yeah.
Nobody else did.
Some other people did.
But then they got quickly.
The spin of Jamie Collins was a cancer in the locker room. Like, oh, it was even better to get anything for him because they should have just gotten rid of him. And that was just some spin.
Nonsense. Right, exactly. So that this thing of Patriots.
And they won the Super Bowl.
And right. That's the difference. The difference.
And he plays in Cleveland. We don't have to see him. He's not on national TV. He's not the face of a franchise.
Well, the thing is, I mean, that's the point. We've seen this before. We've seen Belichick get rid of players for nothing before. He cut Lawyer Malloy after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he waited till the week before.
Right, and just cut him. Didn't trade him, nothing. Cut him. Got rid of him. See you later. Ty Warren, cut. Nothing. See you later. He was a big-time player.
I know.
Seymour only got a first for him. He was probably the best defensive lineman in the league at that point.
Yeah, and continued to be good with the Raiders, even though we didn't hear much.
Could have got more for him.
I don't know. That one, they might have got right.
Maybe.
A first-rounder from the Raiders that turned out to be the 17th overall pick.
Still arguable.
That worked out.
Just saying, it's happened before. We've seen it.
I know what you mean. And so now I mentioned the there's going to be a run on quarterbacks at the beginning of the draft. The real wild cards, what are the Giants going to do? What in the world are the Giants going to do?
I have no idea.
Are they going to take a quarterback after, like, benching Eli, then recommitting to Eli and bringing in a quarterback's coach?
He is 38. How long do you want to sit behind him?
He doesn't have nearly the arm strength he used to have. He floats a lot of balls. I wonder if they just trade out of there? Because the other option
They really should.
The other option is they take Bradley Chubb at 2. I suppose they could take Saquon Barkley, the running back, but they take a D end, a 4-3 D end, after they just traded a 4-3 D end.
Yeah.
In JPP. So why would you just do that? Why don't you just keep him and then fill another hole?
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
They should definitely trade down because they have so many holes.
They've got a bunch of needs. They solved the left tackle, but there's a whole lot of holes in.
Yeah.
And then the Jets are clearly taking a quarterback at 3. They wouldn't have traded up to not take a quarterback.
Right.
And then naturally the Browns with 2 picks in the top 5, they need one. Mm-hmm. They're going to run. They're going to run fast. And then a team that's sitting at 8 or 9, I don't know where the Cardinals pick, but
I'll be right around there.
Cardinals are picking at I think the Dolphins are at 11. I don't know how they feel about Tannehill. Just any one of them could be like, oh, there's only one more of them on the board, and then they jump up, and all of a sudden we got 4 quarterbacks in the top 7 or some shit.
And you know all 4 of them aren't going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got a perennial Pro Bowl safety like Derwin James dropping past 10.
That's the thing. I mean,
that's going to happen. There's going to be somebody from that group, like Derwin James, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Denzel Ward, some great defensive backs.
Maybe a couple of them. There might be a few of them, and you might even see one or, they say top 5 quarterbacks. You might even see 6 go in the first round because people get stir crazy in those situations.
Yeah, Rudolph would be the next. He'd be the 6th one off, kid from Oklahoma State, but he wouldn't come off till
still.
I think. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a fuck ton. I think 1983 quarterback draft had 6 guys in the first. Like 3 of them were Hall of Famers. This is not that class, by the way.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No. Who was that? That was Boomer, Marino.
It was
Elway?
Yeah. Elway, Ken O'Brien, Tony Eason, Marino, and Todd Black. There was somebody else.
I thought Boomer was in there, no? Or was it Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, Marino, and Elway were the Hall of Fame. And then the other 3.
Yeah. The dunces.
You know, I was just thinking, April, right now, one of the most underrated sports months in the calendar year.
Everyone's loving it.
It's incredible. We had the Final Four and then the Masters. Baseball started. You had opening day all across the country. Hockey and NBA are in the playoffs. And we got the draft at the end of the year, or end of the month.
Yeah.
Every sport, whatever you're into, unless it's college football, but I think they do spring league.
It's fucking
everything. It's everything. I'm sure there's a tennis tournament.
Yep.
Elsewhere around the NFL, there's fucking nothing going on.
No.
Odell Beckham not getting traded. Just everybody's ramping up for this draft thing. I think we'll check in with you guys one more time before the draft.
Yep. Khalil Mack's not happy. You hear that?
He's not happy.
Not happy.
Why? He wants Von Miller money?
He wants 65 mil plus guaranteed.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Over how many years?
I don't know.
So he wants like 5 years. 90 million with 65 guarantee. Shit, people are getting paid. Aaron Donald's in the same boat. He's going to get sheesh.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about the Rams and just, I didn't realize Marcus.
They got a lot of talent. It's a matter if they can put it together.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a lopsided team. But now they've picked up their deep threat. That should open things up for Jared Goff. Wasn't throwing the ball downfield that much.
No.
So maybe that'll help. I know Sammy Watkins had maybe his.
Where'd he go again?
To the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I cannot figure out the Chiefs.
Is that Andy Reid, their GM?
Yeah.
Or is it somebody else?
He might be the one making the decisions. I can't remember.
What a tard.
Yeah, the dude Dorsey, who was their GM, left, and I believe he's running the show in Chicago, maybe?
They should get rid of Andy Reid at this point. It's like, he's done nothing for you.
He's a perennial playoff guy. He's one of the best coaches in the league.
Jesus Christ. Get rid of him. Start anew.
I think that's why he got Mahomes. He thinks that this one can take him over the top.
Yeah, sure.
All right, guys. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back before the draft to break down whatever more trades happen. All of a sudden, the Patriots have 3 first-rounders.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Doubtful.
All right, we'll see you.
Adios.